What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, what's going on? It's episode 627.
What are we? Oh, it's a radio show thing.
Darian Gatch comedy show.
I talk about No Shave November.
Yep, and we also talk about a guy missing his dick.
God, I miss that thing. I miss my dick sometimes, too. And a list of icebreakers.
Yep,
it's
another
Friday.
Places.
Thanks for listening. We'll take this call before we start the episode. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing, buddy?
I have a new toy here.
You don't have any toys there?
There's a new toy here.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a new hat, like you.
You got a new hat?
Uh-huh.
Cool. Are you going to come on the podcast sometime?
Uh-huh. Coco said that.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes you call me and go to the podcast all night long when I get five.
When you get five? Okay, yeah. That's only like another year and a half, so that's not very long. Hopefully we'll still be doing it by then. Actually, go ahead. Sorry, buddy.
Am I home now, Katie?
Am I coming home now?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to finish this. I'm going to finish this episode, and then I'll be home after that, okay?
A current episode.
One episode of the podcast.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, buddy. All right. We're just getting ready to do this last episode.
This is Maya Coco.
Okay. You have a good time doing your podcast. The Tadcast podcast. Gatch and Terry comedy show is the best show in the land.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And thanks for calling. I'll see you guys soon. That was awesome. That was our first call on the podcast, and it happened before we started the show. So let's start the show. Yep.
I thought he said for a second that he got a new cat like you did.
That's what I thought, too, and I was like, fuck, no more cats. Hello, everybody. It's Friday.
It is.
It's Phone Call Friday. We just got a phone call.
Phone Call Friday. Nobody spells Friday with a PF, do they? Well, you made me
weep. What? And you made me moan. You think he's fucking around when he sings like that?
Little clutch going on here.
They call that something, right? We talked about that when you sing along with the note on the instrument.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix did it a lot. There is a term for it, but I can't think of it right now. I do that myself, actually. There's some clutch from their latest album. Can't be playing enough of those guys. They got a thing coming up on Access TV. Whole show of Clutch coming up in about a week, I think.
Hmm.
Anyway, that's what we're doing. It's Friday,
yep.
And you're welcoming yourself to the Gatch and Terry. That sounds weird. The Gatch and Terry comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
We got Flames in the hizzy.
What's up, Flames?
Hey, your mic's not working.
Didn't we say something about, did you turn it on?
Oh, does it got a switch on it?
I don't know.
No, it don't.
Nope, not that one.
Let me see that son of a bitch.
Let me see the son of a bitch.
No. Well, the whole thing. I don't know if it's got a shorten or what. Well, believe it or not, Flames is here.
Yeah, he is.
But you can see him, but you can't hear. Oh, there it is.
Oh, howl, 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 howl.
It probably has a short, or maybe I'm just a professional. Now try it.
Hey,
he's here. Send us money so we can buy new cords and mics that don't have shorts, all right? Because I wear shorts in the summer, but I don't like my mics with shorts in them.
Was sing like a black guy.
Yeah.
You like Clutch?
Yeah, Clutch isn't bad.
This is their latest album. He says Vamanos in it. Are they Mexicans or what?
It seems like they go for a limited market, though, because some people don't like... They just like to drive an automatic.
I've been driving a Clutch.
Oh, yeah?
It's not easy for me, but I can do it because I'm fucking cool.
I don't. You need one of those butterfly clutches on the wheel. Right? Flames?
Oh, he's only got one side.
Shake your cord. Shake your money
shake
tree.
Shake your cord, shake your money maker. Anyway, what were you saying? You were saying something about...
You want me to remember something that happened more than 5 seconds ago?
It was 5 seconds ago.
Is it working now?
Uh-uh.
Now, how's it going? All right, let's talk it then.
Yeah, we got the fucking best shit around.
You know who had the best shit around? This guy in California, I'll tell you what, he had a dispensary. And last summer, he took some suppliers over to Vegas for a nice trip.
And they cut his penis off.
They did.
I heard
what?
About that, dude.
They cut his penis
no,
off.
No, well, what happened was they came back from, and one of the guys started telling other people that this guy was rich and he had money buried in the desert. And so he created a plan to where him and some other people would go and torture him and get the location of the money. And then they just left him to die there after they cut off his wanker.
And they also tortured him with a blowtorch.
Yep.
I read that story and I
would have... And he died?
No, he survived.
Yeah, he's alive.
Wow. Yeah, they busted the four people. There was a chick there, too, that got away and was able to get help, I think.
Dude, didn't they say that they thought that he was hiding piles of money in the desert?
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck were those guys on... What the... I read that
Breaking
story.
Bad and
that's what I thought.
Everybody did that.
No, but I think that... Well, I thought that, and then I looked at the story, and I think it originally happened like almost a year ago. It was sometime in 2012.
Oh, well, that's when they took the trip to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. It could have happened a while ago, too. You know?
I thought it was strangely connected to the barrels of money in Breaking Bad that they... buried in the desert, but...
Tweakers.
I know. These guys were, like, thinking that there was some conspiracy, and they're like, oh, you better take us to that money, or we're gonna cut your dick off and fucking torture you with a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Blow-torture you. They blow-tortured him. Have you ever been blow-tortured?
Can't
like, blown by a woman as she tortures you at the same time? It's a new term I'm just making up. It's kind of like
Isn't
a...
torturing by blowjobs?
Like a blumpkin.
Yeah.
A blumpkin.
You don't know about the blumpkin? They even say that on TV.
I saw a show where a guy went back in time to the Western times.
And got a blumpkin then?
No, and he's like all excited. He's like, I'm going to find me one of these loose women. They got back here in the 1800s. And then one walked up to him, tried to kiss him. And she's got all these sores all over on one side of her face.
Herpes?
Yep.
His peas. Herpes and his and hers peas.
Ah!
That should
and
be,
sweet peas.
That should be a new product. It's a little pea-shaped soap granules for the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's called his and her peas.
In that show, Supernatural, too, demons will just give you, like, syphilis on the spot. Just to, like, snap their fingers. Oh, you got syphilis. I'm a demon.
Say,
I can do that.
I thought you were going to say they give you blumpkins.
Yeah, they could probably do that, too.
What's a blumpkin?
Oh, I was just I figured if I said it enough times, you'd ask. It's when you get a blowjob on the toilet while you're taking a shit.
Oh, yep.
Damn.
You'd have to do that a lot of times to time it right, though, you know, because if you're doing that, you're trying to get the
yeah,
time.
The goal is to evacuate the bowels as you release your seed.
Yep, like a sneeze and a fart at the same time. You know how rare that happens?
Like,
right.
You know, you got to sneeze a lot of times before you get that both going on.
And maybe all that poop going past your prostate gland.
Yeah.
Maybe at the same time as the... woman doing
that's
her job because that's why they call it a job.
You have a better chance of it happening though if you have diarrhea going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Probably less of a chance that it's going to happen in the first place.
Yeah, because you have the diarrhea going on.
And as we talked before, I don't know how well I could do it. Being prepared for a woman to do that to me if I was pooping. Or sitting on the toilet. I don't sit on the poopy toilet with a boner very much. Do you guys?
Can't say I do.
Like, I'm halfway into a good shit, and I'm just like, God damn it.
Not even when you wake up with the piss boner.
One of those fucking piss erections again. Piss boner, and I'm trying to shit. Now I'm going to pee on the sink. Because you can't tuck it when you're... Never mind.
Upside down urinal.
I talked to somebody. They said if they had a mansion, they would have a urinal in their bathroom.
Sure, why not?
There's a guy right out here in Albany.
I would,
that's
yeah. If I even if I was just going to make a bathroom, I'd probably put a urinal in there.
And then I'd have this new thing. I don't know if they've invented it or not, but I've envisioned it myself. It's kind of on a swinging hinge, kind of like a gate door or something. And what it is, it's a adapter for women to use the urinal.
Yeah.
What?
You know
it's
what?
A little,
I would,
it's a little butt cheek thing. You just sit in and then you piss in the urinal.
You know, instead of a urinal, you know what I'd put in? I would just put a little drain in the corner to where you just pissed in the corner.
I'm coming up with a new
and,
thing.
I mean, you're obviously not somewhere you're going to walk because you're pissing in the corner back there.
Yeah.
I'm you coming know? Up with this new thing called a shitinal.
That's kind of what they did back in, like, what, the 1600s before they invented the toilet?
Yeah. Just piss in the corner.
They pissed in horse troughs or whatever.
Or you piss in a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
And it's just going to go into the...
Well, it's just like, you know, you're pissing in the shower drain in the locker room or something, you know?
If you got athlete's foot,
you
just
piss
on your toes.
You don't need a big, huge one. You just... Like, yeah. You know, because no matter where you're pissing, it's going to splash around anyway.
Yeah, it's like the pee troughs at the stadiums. Yeah.
Can't spray a hose into a fucking puddle without it getting everywhere.
That's right. Try
not like
peeing,
you're spraying the hose on the ground.
Try peeing on a concrete parking lot with... flip-flops and shorts on and see how much piss actually is getting on your feet and ankles.
Especially if those flip-flops are made of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, Flames missed that. On Wednesday, we had a story about a lady who got caught fucking in the parking lot of a Waffle House and then tried to put a cheeseburger on her foot like a flip-flop.
Flip-flop applesauce.
The cops caught her and they said, you need to get your clothes on. So she starts getting dressed and she puts on one shoe and then she tried putting a cheeseburger on her other shoe. She was a little bit drunk. It was in our crazy how do you say it? Georgians.
Mm-hmm.
Georgians. Georgians. Hey, so everybody, welcome to Friday. And it is November still. And you guys have all heard of it probably. Might not know what it's about, but No Shave November. You heard of that?
Yeah. I don't know what it's about, though. Even though it's been around for a few years, I'm not sure what it's awarenessing.
I'm here to tell you. It's for prostate cancer awareness for men.
All right, now, so I don't want to shave my prostate for the whole month.
No, you don't shave your face.
Well, what's
now,
I have to do
last
with
year I was making a
joke. No one's
going to
see my prostate if I shave my face.
But I don't understand what the fucking fact is. If I have a beard or a mustache, that I'm going to make people remember to go have their prostate checked. Well, I found out that it originally started because if you don't check your prostate regularly, you can get cancer. And if you get cancer, you have to have chemo. And if you have chemo, you can't grow hair. So it's a solidarity thing saying, hey, you can't grow hair. Well, I can because I have a finger up my ass.
So I think should women spend the month of December not shaving their muff because of ovarian cancer?
Well, some month at least. Well, no. I don't know. What's that called? No muff November?
Mm-hmm. No muff December.
No muff ember.
Yeah.
Muff ember.
November.
September, November.
Have you ever tried to break a world record?
An oral record?
A world record.
He said an oral record.
If you were going to break a world record, which one would you break?
The one that was probably glass.
I would go for...
I'm getting it now.
I would try to become the man who had had sex with the most porn stars in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
I'd say probably land speed record.
All right.
See, and if I did that, then maybe if the news caught wind of it and it went viral, then I would have maybe 50 or 60 porn stars that wanted to help me break this record.
Yeah, yeah.
No offense, honey, if you're still listening. I forgot we did have a phone call from my wife, so she's probably listening to this episode. Porn stars, they mean nothing to me. That's you that I love. I said I love you on the air, so that proves it right there. But yeah, my life's aspiration for World Guinness Book of Records is to have sex with as many porn stars as I can in 24 hours.
I got here 10 crazy records.
I got a crazy record by a band called Spirit. That fucking record is crazy.
Spirit in the sky.
No.
Oh.
That's a song called Spirit in the Sky. A band called Spirit.
Oh, it is. Do they have a song called Norman Greenbaum?
No, they have a song called Mr. Skin.
That's what's the nickname of Norman Greenbaum. Because he had skin.
And they had a guitarist named Randy California.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Is he? Right. Whatever happened to Norman Greenbaum?
He's just a spirit in the sky.
Man.
You think he ever toured with Warren Zevon?
Oh, probably.
And they got tired of playing those two same songs together?
Spirit in the Sky and... Ow!
Yep.
Well, he had a few other good songs, too.
Warren Zevon, he had one other.
What? Exactly.
Lawyers and something or other.
Nope. That was Jackson Brown.
Oh.
Lawyers in Love.
Man.
Lawyers in Love?
That was a Jackson Brown hit from the 80s.
I don't think, no, it wasn't Lawyers in anything. It was Lawyers End.
Oh.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money. That one? Hank Williams Jr. did it later, so it probably was Lawyers, Guns, and Money. God damn it.
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Well, now I've got to change the list right now because I got to look up Lawyers Zevon.
Okay, well, while you're looking up that, I'm going to update the listeners and both of your ears on...
Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
I'm a smart motherfucker. I identified Jimmy Durante after just, like, one bar of singing.
That was the closing track on his 1978 album, Excitable Boy.
Well, it was only, like, 81 when Hank Williams Jr. covered it on a record.
Huh.
Same one that said... This ain't
That's
Dallas.
Funny, Warren Zevon covered. Oh, my friends are coming over tonight.
No, he didn't.
I think he passed before that song came out.
So you guys heard the whole story, right? Changing
Zevon
subject.
Warren Zevon didn't die that long ago.
A couple years.
Yeah, it's been since I left Denver.
So Jason Rowe.
Right after that.
Jason Rowe got his car back and everything. You guys heard about that?
Yeah.
It's all totaled. They like... thrashed the undercarriage by running over a bunch of stuff, and it looked like they'd been going down alleys and bouncing off the walls and shit. And then they took like a blowtorch or a lighter and like burnt all the interior. The whole dash was burnt and stuff. And there was like, there was parts of like 15 bikes in the back of it. But all
I guess
of his drums
just need to get rid of the junk that was there.
So his drums were gone. So his brother's handmade djembe that's hand-carved and says love that his wife got him, they got that. And they took the stand of his bongos, which his dad gave him when he was a little kid that are worth like $400, and they left those. They left the $400 bongos and took the piece of shit stand and then took all the rest of the drums and left a bunch of bikes and burnt the dash and all the headliner with like a torch. He said they thought that they were smoking heroin in there or something. There was a bunch of junk food wrappers in there. It's like
they might have lived in it for a couple days.
I think it was just one day. They found it the next day. So they did an amazing amount of damage in one day. And now, even though he had full coverage, he's getting fucked because he's only getting like $10,500 and he owes $11,500 on the truck. So he's going to end up having to pay $1,000 on a truck that he doesn't have. And he's trying to get his homeowner's insurance to cover his stolen drums from the car, which sometimes works. Sometimes doesn't.
Yeah,
so.
It depends upon your policy.
Keep your thoughts with Jason Rowe and hope that he gets his fucking shit resolved. But anyway, we're going to the list of weird records.
Yeah. Okay. This guy holds the record, and he held it in 2009. He held 11 full-grown snakes by their rattling tails in his mouth for 10 seconds. Rattlesnakes.
The tails?
No, he held them by the tails in his mouth.
So 11 of them. So he held 11... rattlesnake
tails,
rattle,
yeah.
And then the snakes were alive.
And the snakes were dangling, yeah, alive. And then he spat them out and dashed away without being bitten.
He spat them out and dashed away without being bitten.
Yeah.
That's a great finale to that story.
This guy, he ate an airplane.
What?
He was able, this guy, Michael Lotito, he is a legend. And he was able to chew up almost anything and eat it. Light bulbs, razor blade, glass bottles, sharp objects. He wore his teeth down to nubs, and he refused to stop. His stomach lining was twice as thick as the normal. And in 1990s, he spent 2 years eating a Cessna 150. He broke it down with a sledgehammer, torch, bolt cutters, and ate the glass right off the plane. And he even passed all the parts in the normal way, including the engine, upholstered seats, and the tires.
Nice. And so he passed
them.
He shit it out. Mm-hmm. How do you shit glass without ripping your anus?
I don't know. How do you
chew it up real fine?
How do you shit a piston?
I done that, man.
You cut it up and basically make it into dust.
Yep.
That's him. You cut it into gatch and you just eat it up.
Yeah. This guy, I don't think he did it voluntarily.
Oh, whatever.
He didn't.
His wife just fed it to him a little bit at a time.
No, this next one. Oh. This guy holds the record for the farthest thrown by a car accident. He was struck by a car traveling 70 miles an hour.
Ouch.
In 2001. He had exited his ambulance to help victims of another accident on the highway, and another motorist turned the corner too quickly and could not stop. And, he was thrown 118 feet from the point of impact and spent 2 weeks in a body cast.
Wow.
Nice.
You know who holds the record for being thrown the farthest by Jim Louder? Jeremy Rowe. At least 12 feet.
I heard about
went,
that.
And then
this one, I think one of you guys could try, maybe. This guy does several stunts. In 2010, he strapped 15 fireworks to his body, bottle rockets and Roman candles.
Nice.
And around his legs, chest, and bare head, and then had them all lighted at once.
He didn't even
get burned.
All right. Good job, dude.
You think more people would try that? That's only 15.
I don't think you... Yeah. You'd think that less people would try it, I think. Because that's fucking stupid.
This one what had a lot of attention was the lady in New Jersey who gained the weight the fastest. She weighed 602 pounds in 2010, and then she set up a website for people to pay money to watch her eat. She wanted to break the world's heaviest woman within 2 years, and she ate 20,000 calories a day while moving as little as possible.
That's a fucking
why would somebody want
to
do that?
To be?
All right. Her 2010 Christmas dinner alone consisted of 2 whole turkeys, 2 hams, a roast, and over 30 pounds of vegetables.
Wow. That's fucking sickening.
It was $750 a week for groceries.
That's crazy, man. I think that's just a lazy, fat person.
She wanted to break the record, though. She was trying.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. She's just saying, okay, I'm just going to be lazy and fat and eat all the time and not move as much as possible.
Yeah.
I'm setting a record is what I'm doing. I'm setting a record.
And it's not even an Admiral one because that's, you know, kind of gross, really.
Yeah, it is. That's why I say, ew, gross. They should hire a website, set up a website so people can watch you eat.
Yeah. This is the opposite. This lady here, she lost the most weight the fastest in less than three years, she lost 917 pounds.
Whoa.
It's a pound a day for 3 years, but she lost 420 pounds in the first year.
Huh.
She was a personal assistant. Richard Simmons gave her the diet and exercise regimen when she weighed 1,199 pounds.
God damn.
She finally got down to 282.
What?
But died at 63 of heart failure.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but that's always weird to me when someone loses that much weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, like remember when we had Boomer on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me if there was something, if he had something done or if he used it. Mm-hmm. I saw some old pictures of him. We used a KUFO. I think he was like one of those 450ers.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big guy. And he lost a ton of weight. Like, well, not a ton, but.
Right on.
Yeah, so.
Well, good job. Weight's not easy for anyone.
Oh, it's not. I've met a couple people like that, like this girl that worked at the Chevron across from where we practice the car wash there, the Brownsville Car Wash, where you can get your car wash for $1.50. Anyway, and I had known her for quite some time, and I'd never even thought about it. And she's like, oh, well, I used to weigh like 375 pounds. And I was like, what? Because she's like, you know, 110, 120 pounds, the whole thing. And just to think you used to weigh like 370 fucking pounds.
Wow.
Whoa. Kudos to you. And I bet you have a lot of extra skin.
That is true, yeah.
What are you going to do with it? You could have it snipped and sewn, I guess, but that's the only option.
Well, that's what you would do, I would think.
And some people just have it.
Yeah.
pounds.
Wow. Again.
That's true, too.
A lot of scale. If you were weighing 400 pounds and you get down to your normal weight of 150, you're going to have some stretchage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some leftover skin. You're going to have a lot of epidermal.
Hey, you want to buy some skin? Hey, bro, give me some skin.
He's like, no problem.
Skin it.
Yeah, a lot of the times losing the weight is even more stressful than having the obesity, really.
Yeah,
for sure. You kind of got to starve yourself.
Yeah, obesity is a big problem in the United States, I think, more than even other places.
I think worldwide, too. You know?
Is it more? Do you think it's more obesity in the United States?
Oh, yeah. I think on a bigger scale than the U.S., but I think it's happening on a world scale, too. I think people in general are getting larger, but I think in the U.S. for sure, you know, because of the ample supply of food.
Uh-huh.
But I think other people are eating more, too, where it's available.
Yep.
And the... His portions are going up, you know? People are used to bigger portions.
Yep, that's for sure.
Heaviest car balanced on head. You might have seen this guy. He's from England, and he does it all the time. He balances an entire car on his head. His current record is 33 seconds. And he'll give you £1,000 British money if you can top it.
What kind of car is he balancing on his fucking head?
It's a 352-pound Mini.
Oh.
He's 6'6", weighs 343, and has a neck 24 inches in circumference.
Tell him to put some American steel inches on his head and see if he can do it.
Yeah, let me see.
Look at the 20. A hat is size is about circumference, right?
Yeah.
And so your head, you know, I mean, 24 inches, I don't think your head's 24 inches in circumference.
That's twice as big as a record album.
Is 12 inches circumference, though?
A 12-inch, well, it's 12 inches around, 12-inch, not circumference, no.
No.
No. Because that'd be funny if his neck was as big as a record album.
So, yeah, it might be, though.
His head would be probably a little larger than a record album.
You'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, but anyway, even if it's a little car, 352 pounds balanced.
What's the formula for a circumference?
Whatever the number is times pi. For
pi
record.
R.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for radius.
You guys are so mathly smart.
So it'd be 2d pi for the circumference. So divide, what was his head size? 22? 24, so divide that by 3.1. That's about 7.5 times 2, 15 inches across.
That's bigger than a record.
Yeah, that dude's got big head.
I should check that math.
Do they make cowboy hats?
Yeah, the weight of the car could fracture a skull.
No doubt, dude.
You know, he uses a folded up towel as padding. Yeah.
What about his neck?
It's big.
It's 15 inches across, dude. It's like your head. It's bigger than your head.
Damn.
That's like, yeah. That's like two of your necks, dude.
It seems like it'd be easier to crush your spine than it would be to crush your skull.
Yeah. And he's got the neck strength.
And he's trying to balance the thing.
Or blow your knees out or your sphincter.
Here's a weird... You got any more of them?
Yeah, I got three more.
Okay, I got one, too, to add to your list.
All right. This is the highest pool dive. This guy dove 177 feet above the surface into the record. He's broken the record several times, achieving a personal best of 172. He does somersaults and other acrobats. Some guy, Randy Dickinson, broke his left leg diving just a little bit higher. He, from 174 feet, 8 inches, the pool was 15 feet deep and he still struck the bottom.
Damn.
I don't think that'd take much to, you know, you just get somebody good and liquor it up and they'll jump.
That's right.
Yeah.
Liquor them up. That's all it takes.
This is the one that reminded me of this list. We were talking about blood alcohol content at some point.
Ooh.
This is the highest blood alcohol content. You're talking about somebody who's three times the limit at 0.24, right?
Right.
This guy was 1.48.
Oh, fuck.
1.5%.
1 point, so that's 0.08. So yeah. 10 times that is 0.80. So 10, he's about 15.
0.30 is when death is possible, pretty much. So he is five times more than what
when
could
death
cause
is
death.
Possible.
Yeah.
That is a drunk motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. He died after 2 hours of exsanguination.
Oh, I love it when that happens.
Not alcohol poisoning.
No, exsanguination mm-hmm. is way worse than alcohol
yeah.
poisoning. Yeah. We should try to do that. We'll see if we can break the record without dying.
And this guy, his name is Kirby Roy.
Hey, Kirby. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for being on the show.
He is a black belt in a karate discipline that emphasizes combat ki.
Discipline ki.
It's like with being able to take punishment.
Oh, I'll punch him in the
you
nuts.
You know, like...
Come here. Come here, Kirby.
Like kickboxers, they'll roll glass bottles or baseball bats up and down their shins for hours a day for years. And this breaks down the nerve fibers between the shin bone and the skin,
so they
causing microfractures to the bone. And then it heals and gives extra calcium there to make them stronger. Right?
Fucking weird, dude. I'm freaking out right now.
Now this guy didn't do that to his shins, though.
He did it to his head.
He did it to his pelvis.
I thought you were going to say penis.
And he has endured thousands of full-force groin kicks over the years.
Johnny Knoxville, look
out. And now his pelvis is thicker and harder than normal.
What about his Johnson? What's wrong with that?
His testicles have suffered as much damage as the nerves in front of the kickboxer's shins, and now no longer register pain in his brain.
Oh, my.
So he basically did the same as, like, rolling a rolling pin over his junk so long until the nerve endings are dead.
So he probably still... I wonder if he can still have sperm.
I don't know.
I seriously doubt it if you've been kicked in the balls that many times.
Kick me!
There was a show called Sports Science. I think I saw this. And a 6'8" martial artist proceeded to shin kick him in the groins with 1,100 pounds of force, completely lifting him off the floor. An untrained target would suffer a broken pelvis from a strike like this.
Fuck
and
yeah.
He took the kick without any indication of pain.
He didn't even flinch.
Yep.
It's like Chuck Norris. That's what he did. He used to roll bricks over his penis. Yeah.
Ouch.
He could have easily suffered testicular ruptures.
Stop it. Testicular ruptures.
Yeah.
That's a new show on TV now.
Hey, it hurts just to sit on one thing.
Testicular ruptures. It's coming
here's
to NBC next fall.
Shattered testicles cannot be put back together.
Shattered testicles cannot be put back together.
He is married with children.
It's a good thing he had his kids before he started letting people kick him in the balls.
He's been doing this his whole life.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
He still gives his wife a facial every night.
Yeah.
How? Never mind. That's weird.
His cum's a little bit chunky now, but still. He comes glass.
That just reminded me of one of David Allan Coe's underground songs.
He comes a little chunky now.
Don't buy the dig.
Don't even go there. Is that the end of your list?
It is.
All right, here's mine, the only one. You had 10, I got one. This fella here holds the record for only being the only person, only in the world, recorded history, ever to have been both a dwarf and a giant within the same lifetime.
What?
What, was he a dwarf when he was born?
Well, at age 18, he measured 4'8". Thus considering... Jesus Christ.
Considering him a giant?
A dwarf.
Oh.
But when he died at age 50, he was 7'8".
What?
Damn.
He had a growth spurt sometime after his 18th birthday.
I was considered both at one time, too.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I once lived, I was,
Did someone spray tear gas in here? What's going on?
I lived I lived on this island of short people. I was considered a giant. Then I moved over to this other island where everybody was tall, and I was shortest. I was a dwarf.
Nice.
That's not real.
How do you guys want to live after you die?
Dead, I guess.
I want to be burnt up.
Yep.
And I'm going to have my friends smoke me.
All right. But you can't smoke ash.
It's already been smoked.
There'll be chunks of stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to taste very good.
All right. I got here 10 weird ways to live on after death.
Dustin's going listy on us.
Yep.
He's getting listy. Don't be getting listless.
You could have your ashes turned into a frisbee.
I'm not going to do
that. And you could be thrown around by your friends for the rest of your life.
Fuck that.
You could have your ashes turned into a diamond.
Huh. Wow.
Or put into diamonds. So you could be worn around on a ring. You could become fireworks.
Yeah.
You could become a statue.
You can also become gun bullets.
Yeah, you could become taxidermied.
Gun bullets. I'm so fucking
yeah, taxidermied. Ammo for
they would let. They would literally do that.
What?
You can be taxidermied.
Sure.
Well, now
taxidermy is all the rage in the 1800s. Many people did,
but they won't do it anymore because I saw it on Jackass. Johnny Knoxville said his grandma died, and I kind of like to get her stuff so I could just. Remember, he's like,
you can find anybody to do anything for the right amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You might have to go somewhere where they don't know what morals means.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could bind a book of your choice. You could become the book cover.
You could also be melted down into a vinyl record with your favorite rock album on it, or and you could have some of your ashes sprinkled into the paint to be the artwork for the vinyl record album cover.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now, that's an option for me right there.
Yeah. You could decorate a house with your bones.
Fuck that. Terry Giles' greatest hits. On vinyl.
You could,
one copy.
Hey, vinyl's making a comeback.
I know. Just wait till I die in 5 or 25 years.
You could become glass.
Dude, a window in my house. What if you got broken, though?
I know, dude.
That would suck.
You'd be forever shattered.
Oh, my God.
And you can become a prop for a play.
So, like, man, if you were a cruel human who, like, had abused your wife her whole life and you probably actually led to her death but never were arrested for killing her, and then you could have her cremated and made into a pane of glass just so you could break her one last time. Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, who would even think of that?
You did.
What?
What about, like, you could be used in a prop?
Huh.
For, like, a horror movie. What if, like, you donated your body to Sam Raimi to use for another Evil Dead movie?
Oh, live
corpse. You could just... You know, get some great shots of just somebody just mutilating my body, just chopping it up with a sword.
Yeah, or zombies eating my flesh out.
Yeah.
But have it so real because it's not fake.
Mm-hmm.
You could just slice me up with a scalpel and rip my organs out.
Yeah, for sure.
And feast upon them in front of the camera just for a good dramatic sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Brandon Lee did it.
I know.
Did they show that shot in the movie, though? They didn't, did they?
I don't think they did.
They didn't show that take?
It's on the special features.
Yeah. Dude, he took, you know it wasn't a bullet, right? It was just like something that was stuck in the gun?
Uh-uh.
That the air shot out and shot him?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But how did it kill him, though? That's the mystery.
It hit him, went through him, didn't it?
I guess.
Punctured something
that was.
Oh, yeah,
vital.
You get enough air pressure.
Yeah.
Sure. It just actually penetrates your skin and goes right into your blood.
Hey,
it is standard practice if you're going to have a gun pointed at you in a scene, though, and fire it at you, that you check the gun.
For sure.
You know,
always
if you're in
check.
A scene and that's going to happen, you know, I would always check the gun first.
I would, too. I'd be too scared.
Yeah.
I don't even like having
guns. Don't trust that prop guy over there. He wants your part.
He wants you dead. Did you guys know that there's a company called Shit Senders that will send anonymous packages of animal shit to anyone for revenge?
Oh, they got the dogdo.com. That guy was a millionaire.
What?
Mm-hmm. They'll send shit to your enemies.
Yeah.
They get it in the mail. That kind of goes in with what we were talking about either the other day or today. The other day, I think, about if you got an anonymous package.
Oh, yeah.
That was on Wednesday we talked about that. If you got a package, Flames, and it came to your mailbox and it had no markings on it whatsoever, what would you do? Would you open it?
Hell yeah, I'd open it.
All right.
I'd probably get some dookie or something.
Okay, what if
it has just an unlabeled bottle?
I don't know. Pick it up and look at it. I mean,
what if someone asked you should drink it? It's an energy drink.
I don't think so.
Good job.
That I don't think so.
You just saved yourself from drinking $50,000 worth of pure liquid meth.
Yeah. This is a true story that happened. We talked about it on Wednesday.
What?
Yeah. And a guy drank it and just, I don't know how much, enough that his mouth was burning.
His mouth was burning.
And then he died.
Meth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was liquid meth, a bottle of liquid meth.
That he got in his mail. Turned out it was a weird story. I think his son must have done it. Because wasn't his son involved or something?
No, his daughter gave it to him.
Daughter, that's what it was. Yeah,
she was saving the package in case someone came.
If you listeners out there missed that story, make sure and tune back to Wednesday's episode. Episode 626.
I'm going to get the entire scoop on that story.
Yeah, we're going to round it up and bring it back, bring it on home. But yeah, that's
Romano Diaz.
That's a little different than sending shit to your enemies. $50,000 of pure liquid meth.
He died after accidentally drinking liquid methamphetamine from a bottle he thought contained a fruit juice.
Fruit juice.
He fell ill after consuming what he thought was a fruit-based drink given to him by his daughter. After drinking half a glass, the man reportedly said it tasted awful and began complaining of a burning in his throat. He then purportedly said, "I am in trouble here. I am dying. I am dead."
And then he died.
It was later determined that the liquid was $55,000 worth of pure meth. The bottle was delivered to the daughter's home some 3 years ago.
That's probably street value, though.
Under the correct address, but a wrong name. She kept the package for months and eventually gave it to her father.
Oh, so it had markings on it. Okay.
Detective Inspector Ian Simmons. Due to the high value of the contents, officials believe the bottle was destined for a drug dealer who may have been planning to introduce meth to the area.
Gian Simmons? Did you say Gian Simmons?
Ian Simmons.
Oh, I thought you said Gian. Gian Simmons? Yeah, so
I know him, man. He's basis for kids.
Yeah.
Yep, this is common practice for a drug cartel to send out a bottle of liquid.
Crazy.
That they turn into crystal form. So the guy from the DEA told the paper that 8 pounds of liquid yields about 4 pounds of crystal meth form.
Weird.
Wow.
Well,
you can, they also will smuggle it across the border in wiper fluid reservoirs.
Oh, I know, man. Sometimes if you just want to wash your windshield off and... Whoa! Next thing you know, you're... Did you know...
Dangers associated with using meth can include insomnia. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's the main side effect. I just can't sleep.
And a side effect of marijuana can be red eyes.
Yes, dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And a grumbly tummy. And I love that thing for Chantrix. I can't stop talking about it when it says side effects may include blah, 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 blah. And then if you experience symptoms of a stroke or a heart attack, please contact your doctor. Okay. Well, I would do that anyway, probably. Even if I hadn't been taking Chantrix or whatever it is.
Yeah, but chances are you wouldn't be able to reach your phone.
Chantrix are. You're not going to fucking make it, but you're going to quit smoking.
Yeah.
What are you guys sign languaging?
What's Chantrix?
Isn't it something to make you quit smoking?
Oh, I don't care. If you want to quit smoking, just fucking quit
smoking. Hey, speaking of smoking, you guys are all smoking. So you maybe should get some Chantrix.
If you want to quit smoking, just quit smoking, man. What's so tough?
Well, you tell me, quitter.
I mean, believe it or not,
starter, quitter.
When I quit the last time, I just, it was weird. I just told myself one day, I'm not going to
do it. I did it, dude.
You guys both
did
it
too.
Just to see if you could do it.
Gatch is the one who actually got me to do it.
I remember.
I was the one that told you just fucking do it, huh?
Yeah. And you know
who
helped?
And you did. And what happened?
And I quit smoking for a year.
You know who helped you guys?
A year and a half, dude. And why did you start going again?
I had stress.
You know who helped you?
Not a good enough excuse.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul F.
Yeah,
Tompkins.
That's who helped me. Paul F. Tompkins.
Well, you helped him, and he helped you. So everybody helped Paul F. Tompkins. He's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep watching it, just because it has people I like on it, but he was on that At Midnight show last week.
Yeah, I saw him on there with him and his mustache.
And his fucking purple suit. He's always talking like he's some regal.
He's talking like he's got some pie joke that's really popular.
He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Have you ever heard his pie joke?
Maybe.
Pies versus cakes or something.
No, I haven't. But here's a fact I've been waiting to share with you guys.
I don't like facts.
In Dongyang, China.
Dongyang, China.
Eggs are boiled in the urine of young boys and sold as a delicacy. Said to taste like spring.
I do that here.
What the fuck does spring taste like?
What? You've
never heard the boys urine? I guess.
Glade?
Yeah, spring fresh.
No, no, but I've heard stories of people from around these parts that used to huff lots of Glade.
I've done it.
Do you so now I've always wanted to ask someone who had actually huffed inhalants, because the only inhalants I've huffed is like a bread sack full of Tester's model glue, which you sometimes will get a little sticky residue around your lips. But I've always been curious, like, if you're huffing air freshener, when you spray air freshener, you see, like, and if you spray it too close to fabric or a wall, you actually see a liquid buildup.
Uh-huh.
So are you huffing that liquid stuff or just the fumes of it?
The fumes.
So you hold it away from your face?
No, wrap a towel. You put a towel over it.
Okay. And just just one layer of a towel?
Well, no, as many as you want.
And you just spray it through?
You're basically sucking on a towel while it's squirting the air through there.
Okay.
And catching as much as the mist stuff as possible. So it gets wet. You taste it for sure,
man.
It's nasty, dude. It's the nastiest shit ever, dude.
Really?
It is.
I've always wondered how people keep doing it, because there was these specials.
Because it's addictive as nitrous.
Yeah.
And it's cheap.
Nitrous is in there, huh?
Dude, they'd find...
Yeah, dude. It's like fucking... You know how when you buy a case of nitrous, you do one, the whole case is gone, right?
People would find like the... I don't even know where. Probably everywhere, but there was
a story. I've seen people grab cans of Glade out of other people's hands because they wanted more because their can ran out.
Yep. The can ran out, so they're fucking...
That's how addictive it is.
So they would find, like, piles out in the woods, like, of hundreds of Glade cans where kids were going out and huffing them.
Yeah. Like, I don't recommend it.
No, we're not endorsing it or recommending it. We're just letting you know how to do it if you want to.
Yeah, and I don't think... Because I once went to a store with three people, and we each bought, like, three cans each.
Well, what about the computer duster? That's
midnight.
The new stuff. The computer duster stuff?
Yeah, that could probably too, but that stuff tastes nasty. They put like bitter stuff in there, so
to spray off your computer keyboard.
Yeah,
they put a bitter stuff in there so that
you can't do that. Yeah.
Oh, because there were people buying like cases of that shit just so they could huff the fuck out of it.
Yeah,
it's not safe. What?
You silly cunt burger.
Cunt burger?
Yep.
You silly cunt burger.
Why is he a cunt burger?
I don't know.
Here, you can plug this in. Cunt burger.
If I lived in Australia, though, I'd say it like this.
You silly
cunt burger.
It's not that much different.
Silly cunt burger.
Silly cunt burger.
Oh, yeah?
I don't think there's any... that's not even a real thing.
All right. Well, if I was of an Indian descent from the other Indian,
you silly cunt burger.
You silly cunt burger.
Cunt burger. Hey, cunt burger.
Is that cunt... Siri?
No. Cunt burger. You silly cunt burger.
If I was French-Canadian, I'd say it like this.
You silly cunt burger.
Burger.
Can you say Super Bowl? Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Yeah, I heard there was another tsunami. Is it tsunami to talk about that?
It's a typhoon, isn't it?
It's hit the Philippines, and our prayers, I don't pray, but my thoughts go out to all the people and their loss.
Philip who?
Philippine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Philippines. Philip's penis got a bad storm coming through it.
Was there any videos on there?
Did you hear about Philip's penis?
No, I didn't.
It was a patient at a doctor's office who suffered a penile fracture after running across the room trying to penetrate his wife with a flying leap.
What? A flying leap?
He tried to do. He ran across the room. She was apparently laying on the bed with her legs spread. And he tried to jump through the air in a flying leap and land with his penis in her vagina. And he missed a little bit, and he got suffered a penile fracture.
Ow. Wow.
How can you fracture a penile when it's not even a bone, really?
I don't know. Maybe it was a raccoon man.
Oh, it was a raccoon man. Okay. Okay, ooh. Gotcha.
Talk about here's a quote from the Philippines. It was like a tsunami. Philippines stunned by typhoon. Is that weird? Why would that be the quote that you'd fucking...
Because I guess a typhoon is more similar to a tsunami.
What's the difference?
Well, a tsunami is in the Pacific Ocean, and hurricane is on the East Coast.
No, it's a typhoon.
I know, but a typhoon is more similar to... I think it's because it's in the Asian part of the... oceans.
Asian oceans?
Yeah.
All right, I got the answer right here.
Well, let's hear it. Was
I
close?
You may be right. I don't know.
You may be crazy.
A typhoon is a tropical cyclone that forms in the northern Pacific Ocean east of the international dateline. A tsunami is a type of undersea wave that can propagate at high speed across oceans, and if strong enough, can cause damage.
Wow.
But if you've noticed... They don't ever have typhoons or tsunamis on the East Coast.
What do they have?
Hurricanes. We don't have hurricanes here.
You can order one at any bar, dude.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about Typhoon Mary?
What about her?
Oh, that was Typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
We talked about her before.
We have.
On the show, we talked about her whole, how she would just ran around giving everybody typhoid.
Yeah. And what, is it just because she's scratching her booty?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think...
Just not very clean.
She never believed that it was her that was spreading it, so she just kept going places and cooking for people, and they kept dying.
What I heard...
And they kept telling, and they finally locked her up because she wouldn't stop going and finding jobs as a cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard that, yeah. It took them a long time to figure it out that was her. But she wasn't... She wasn't very clean, I guess.
She was a dirty cunt.
Pretty much.
Or if you were from Australia, she was a dirty cunt. If she was from the Netherlands, she... Dirty cunt. Is a dirty cunt. Oh, man. Oh, I almost forgot, but I'm not even going to go there because... Well, I guess I could. What have you been listening to, Flames? You been listening to any good fucking metal?
You know, I was just earlier, I was on the radio. I was trying to find a station that my son would get into.
Right.
And I come across this old, like, 70s song.
Right.
And I just, for the life of me, can't remember it. Something Island.
Oh.
And it's actually, it's got a pretty good riff.
Island. I know that
song. It's kind of like, it almost sounded John Rupert-ish.
Rupert Holmes.
What about Rafi? Have you tried Rafi?
No, but I think it's Rupert Holmes, and it's something about an island, a paradise island or an island.
I got 2 tickets to Paradise Island.
Oh, no, no. Well, you know, Hans was listening to some classic rock all this week. He was listening to Blondie on Monday.
Wow.
And Peter Frampton on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yep, so now he's back to normal. listening to a band that I think he turned me on to back in the day, Entombed.
Entombed?
Entombed.
Oh, Entombed.
Yeah, not Entombed. We're in tune. We play the song in tune. The album's called Morning Star. I haven't heard that one, so I'm going to check that out. If you're listening to it, Hans, it might be okay, but then it just might be one of those weird things you listen to because no one else likes it. And that means that it's probably not that good. Hans likes to listen to stuff that no one else likes.
What is it?
Oh, you weren't listening? Uh-huh, you can't know then.
Damn it. I was researching.
Entombed.
Oh, Entombed.
And
I know
he thought
those
he
guys.
Said in tune, but I said Entombed.
Getting in tune.
No, that's a Who.
Right in tune. What album?
I can't remember already. What did I say, Flames? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember what the name of the album was.
Oh, you weren't listening?
No, I was listening.
Ah!
I even said it.
It's been over 5 seconds.
Okay.
Who. We were talking about the Who.
Oh. Yeah.
You remember on Wednesday when we were trying to remember that song that we wanted to play at the beginning of the episode?
Uh-huh.
I remembered it.
This is it?
Yeah. I'm going to see how long it takes you to remember what song it was.
Oh, man, now I know it. But I can't think.
Oh, wait, what, you weren't listening? This is a live version.
A 1, 2, 3.
You gotta trust me on this one.
A matter of trust.
Billy Joel.
There's a band that only plays A Matter of Trust. That's the name of the band, and that's the only song they play.
They take requests, though. But they'll play Matter of Trust instead.
You can say, would you play Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden? They'll say, sure, and then they'll bust into this. Or you could say, would you play Piano Man by Billy Joel? And they'd say, sure. And then they'd play this.
There's a lot of room, though, if you were to take on drums on this. You could do a lot of stuff to fill in the song.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You could fill Collins it in.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know how that came to me, but I finally remembered. Because we even tried to listen to Monday's episode, but it was too difficult. So we just said, fuck it. And then we forgot what we were doing. And there's that. Have you heard of this new stupid thing called Bit Strips?
Bit Strips? What is that?
It's like a comic strip of yourself that is made by Facebook. Like they look at one of your profile pictures and then it makes a fucking comic strip of your... It's fucking annoying.
Everybody using it?
Yeah. I'm so glad that me and my wife share a Facebook and that she did it first. Therefore, I am not able to do it because you only get one avatar per. Because I probably would have been tempted to do it for a second.
And then all of a sudden.
But now it's so annoying that I'm glad I never did it. And then she does it. She makes these cartoons of her and her daughter and the epic high five. It's just. It's kind of cute because some of the cartoons actually...
I'm not missing much on there these days, am I?
No, you aren't. You aren't. You're not missing much. Except for, like, status updates from cool people like me.
Yeah. Well, I see some things every once in a while.
You missed my 5-tweet rant. Which is linked up to my Facebook, which is linked up to my LinkedIn, and Instagrammed up to my fucking Tumblr on my blogspot.com.
Dude, I got some questions for you guys.
Okay.
These are icebreaker questions. So these are questions I would ask you if I was just meeting you guys. All right. what is your pet peeve in traffic?
Shitty drivers.
All right.
I'd stupid drivers.
All right. All right. Now, if I just met you, this would be one that would probably get great response. Who is your favorite dead politician?
Every one of them. But can't choose. But probably JFK.
All right.
Because Rob Lowe played him.
Truman.
All right. Who is the worst actor in Hollywood?
It doesn't have to be male. I almost thought actor as male, but now ladies like to be called actors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Courtney Love.
All right.
I'm going to say Tony Danza.
The boss over here anyway, fucking big guy.
All right. All right. Well, I just met you. I would ask you, name a time when you got into big trouble with your parents.
This sounds like Family Feud.
Name a what?
You would ask someone when you first met them.
I don't know, I guess.
Hey, how are you doing? Pretty good. Hey, name a time when you got in big trouble with your parents.
I think I'd ask somebody who their favorite dead president was.
Well, the time I got in big trouble with my parents is when I spray-painted Chaz E. Shipley was here on the back of our house by our oil tanks, where our oil tank provider, Chaz E. Shipley, was there every week giving us oil for our oil stove.
Oh.
In pink spray paint on a White House.
You were trying to get him busted?
I totally was, but I was the one with the pink spray paint on my
pants. Oh!
He's like, hey, did you paint that? I'm like, no. What's it say? And he's like, come out here. Chaz E. Shipley was here. I was like, well, that's the guy that delivers the oil. He must be the one that did it. I was like six.
I did that same kind of thing with a prank phone call one time using someone else's name, and it came back to bite me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd have to say probably one of the, yeah, it's when I painted the Austin Healey.
That would be trouble.
Yeah. I guess my job wasn't as good as a professional at the age of like 4 or 5.
I can't believe that my parents wouldn't believe that the guy who just delivers oil every day would actually spray paint his name on our house.
Yeah.
Because he was there, like, at least once a month. Fucking Chaz E. Shipley.
Was he the type that would go graffiti in?
No, he was an old oil delivery guy.
Who supposedly went around spray painting on where he was.
You could see it from the highway, too, because we didn't have all those trees back then in the 70s. He's like, what do you think people think when they see right next to our oil tanks, Chaz E. Shipley was here? He's a fucking vandal? I don't know.
They're probably like, who's Chaz E. Shipley?
And then me, dumbass, six-year-old, you're stupid. Six-year-olds are dumb. He's like, let me see your finger. And I'm like, what? And he's like, pink. Oh, damn. Why would I just go, no?
Oh, yeah. What finger?
I don't have a finger. I forgot to tell you, I accidentally cut my finger off. Yep. It was an accident.
Let me go chop them off real quick.
It didn't hurt that bad.
All right.
What was the worst thing you ever did to get in your trouble, icebreaker?
Oh, that was, I told you that. Had the phone call come back on me.
Worst
I don't
one.
Know if that was the worst thing I did, though. That might take some thought.
Just came to mind.
Can you fake any accents? I'd ask that if I first met you guys.
I can fake accents.
All
right. I'm faking one right now.
Yeah.
I'm using my non-regional diction, but actually I'm from Texas. I can talk like Russian. You want me to talk like Russian? I will kick your balls off through your skull, head, face.
How far east can you go before you're heading west?
That's a fucking ridiculous question.
Until you cross the equator.
Especially for icebreaker.
Well, that's north and south.
Or, excuse me, the prime meridian.
I don't know where to get icebreaker questions, but some of them are fucking stupid.
What kind of puppies do you hate the most?
All dogs are fucking dicks.
I don't like little dogs. Yeah, yappers. Little, like, teacup chihuahuas.
All right, I just met you guys.
And this might sound crazy, but I'm really drunk. And will you fuck me in the ass?
Have you ever been in the Mile High Club?
No, I've only been on.
I have, as a matter of fact.
You fucked on a plane?
No, I went to the Mile High Club in Denver.
Okay, that's not funny. Have you ever? Hey, I know this is crazy, and I just met you, but have you ever went to the top of the Eiffel Tower and pissed on the ground below?
Yes.
Sure. Hey, well, cool.
That's the name of a restaurant I've been in.
You want to be my friend?
Here's a ridiculous one, and no answering, but this is on the icebreaker questions. If you had to, what family member would you kill off and why? That's an icebreaker question.
My sister, because she's a bitch.
Just kidding. You're not supposed to answer.
I couldn't. No.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's not a question, icebreaker or otherwise, that you ask anyone.
If somebody asked me that question, I'd be like, what the?
Are you trying to get me in trouble?
These are from a party.
Oh, a party.
Yeah,
I
party
see.
Questions, such as...
you're like, hey, dude, see that chick over there? She's pretty hot, huh? I bet you like to bang her out. You should go icebreak with her and just go up to her and introduce yourself. He's like, what would I say? I don't know, just go up to her and ask her what family member she'd kill and how. You know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to get slapped with that 10 times fucking magic, bro.
Yep.
Balls deep up in her ass before you know it.
Nice.
Okay.
What do you think is the greatest invention in your lifetime?
Double dong.
How do you know when that was invented?
I don't know.
Now I got to look it up.
Wow.
While he looks that up, why don't you... what's the greatest invention since you've been born, Flame, since the year of 1967 or 8, whenever you were born?
Oh, wow. I mean, to me, I would have to say...
The iPod.
The phone.
The cell phone?
The cell phone.
Okay.
It's, I mean, because you don't even need a computer anymore.
Nope, because it is a computer.
So, yeah, it's...
Technology, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, just watching how TVs have... evolved.
Yeah.
From, you know, because I
now
have
they're
black
like
and white.
New TVs now are directly
the
hooked
TV
up.
TV was with... not invented in your lifetime.
No, but he didn't say that. He said the cell phone.
Oh.
The cell phone, which is now handheld computer. And he's looking up the history of the double dong while we bring this crazy Friday to an end.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to find it, but the world's oldest known dildo is a siltstone 20th century phallus from the upper Paleolithic period 30,000 years ago.
I bet that's worth a pretty penny.
Shit.
That was found in Germany, and there it is right there.
Cleopatra used to fuck with it. What? That's not real.
That's a glass dildo.
That is a glass. It's
first
real.
First dildos are made of stone and tar.
Cool.
That's kind of a sticky situation.
Yeah.
Dildo-like breadsticks, also known as olisboco-likes.
Available at Pizza Now.
Were known in the 5th century B.C.
I mean, because there's a picture of breadsticks on the counter of Pizza Now, and they are very phallic. Two of them have distinct penis heads on them.
Yeah.
But they taste like fucking magic.
Glass dildo is as early as 1500s.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. With the invention of modern materials, though, there appeared the possibility of making dildos of different shapes, sizes, colors, and textures. And, for example, the double-ended wooden dildos from the late 19th century Zanzibar.
Can you say
slivers?
Sliver, splinter, it's all the same. Wood shard. Can you say wood shard? Ow! Got a wood shard in my labia.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm still not sure when that the double dong.
All right, well, if it was after 68, that's my answer. We hope you guys had a fun show. I laughed a lot. I had a good time. Flames joined us for the mayhem. And I got to go talk to my little buddy who called me on the phone, which that was pretty nice. I'm going to go see my godson.
You should try some of those icebreaker questions with him.
I'll ask him who he wants to kill first, your mom or your sister. I'll say my mom because she's always getting in trouble.
Hey, which one of these is yours?
The darker blue one. Because I'm dark. Yeah, but that's mine too. Thanks for being on the show, Flames.
Yeah, dude.
Nope. Thank you.
And no, thank you. I hope you get to feel
what's that
better.
On your hat?
Jicks. Did I say dicks?
Did you just say he had dicks on his hat?
It's on his head. What's that say? Doorway dicks?
No.
Dork dicks?
Does that it says say? Dick's flooring.
DKS.
No, it says Dorking dicks.
I don't.
It does. It says Dorking.
Oh, is it Dorking security?
Dorking dicks.
I don't know if it is or not.
We'll you don't even know what it is?
No, somebody else gave it to me.
We'll figure this out and let you know on Monday what his hat said, but from here it looks like he's got dork dicks on his hat.
What's it say?
Dorking dicks.
Dorking.
Hey, Taggets, ready for some butt plugs? No, I knew you weren't. Okay, so these are plugs for shows that are coming up, either or comedy or rock and roll, heavy metal, whatever. Entertainment, live entertainment, go support it or else everybody will just stay home and watch their computer all day. Every second Friday of the month at Cornucopia in Eugene, it's pantsless comedy. I've never seen anyone perform with their pants off, but that's what they call it. It's a free showcase, and there's always some great comedy down there, hosted by Carmichael McGee, even though he doesn't go by that anymore, Mike McGowan. And then every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern, open mic comedy there, and every Thursday, the Green Room open comedy. And the last Saturday of every month is Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage. I usually will be doing that most months if I'm available. And comedy is advertised at the Granary is also every last Saturday of the month, but that's later on in the evening, so you can usually catch two comedy shows in Eugene on the last Saturday of the month, every month. So that's something to keep in mind, because laughter is the best medicine, and it'll keep you healthy. Here's some music shows that are coming up. I've got a very discombobulated list of shows that I'm going to try to weed through here. What's happening? Monster Magnet's coming to the Hawthorne Theater on November 24th. Morbid Angel on the 26th. Same place with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. December 9th, same place, Hawthorne Theater. It's the place to be. High on Fire will be playing. Lord Dying and the Nether Regions will be playing on November 29th at the Analog Cafe up in Portland. It should be a great show as well. December 7th, Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, World of Lies, Spawn, and Roadkill Carnivore. Great death metal lineup there at Slab Town and PDX. January 17th, DRI, World of Lies, and a few other bands at the Hawthorne Theater. That's where all the good metal shows are these days, except for this one, Suicidal Tendencies, December 3rd at the Wonder Ballroom. Neurosis, November 23rd, Hawthorne Theater. Creator and Overkill is on Wednesday at the Hawthorne Theater. Let's see, I got a couple more. This one I've been waiting to tell you. It's December 6th. I guess I told you last week, but it's at the Denny's Lounge here in Albany, right off the freeway there. We're having the Grand Slam Comedy Show this month on the 6th. It's actually next month. It's the first installment. It'll be featuring Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan. Who else? Oh, me. That's right. Terry Guile. I'm going to try to do a headlining set, 45 minutes of me talking into a microphone. Like, you don't get enough of that here on the podcast, right? And also, here's the big news for any Victims of Internal Decay's fans. If you don't know, we've been practicing. We have scheduled our first show in Portland, and it's February 7th. That's a Friday night. It's going to be with Spawn and World of Lies, Truculence, and Warcrank? Yeah, that's with a K. Warcrank. I don't know what that even means, but should be a good show. That's also at Slab Town in Portland. We'll have lots more details coming soon, but it's penned in. Everybody is committed, so that's going to be cool. The last show I want to mention is January 31st, Zappa Plays Zappa. That's Dweezil Zappa and a ton of Zappa alumni. They get together and play songs like the one you're hearing in the background here. That's going to be at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are expensive, but that's because you're getting a great show. Stellar musicianship. So that's a bunch of shows. You should go check them out. Thanks for listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. I guess that's all for now.